Boss Man Show. It's my man from Memphis, the 901, my ninja, JC Smith in the house. JC, what you do, bro?
Yes, sir. You know what it is, man. Up here in the M-Town, man. You know, just living life, doing what we do up here, man. You know, pimping, M-E-M-P-H-I-S, you know, making easy money.
Pimping, oh, yeah, late night too, bro. Yeah, late night too. Yes, indeed.
What's going on?
Well, bro, first story today is, bro. Illinois barber arrested for killing a customer over an unpaid haircut.
Hey, man, shout out to my barber, man. Matter of fact, as soon as I wrap this up, I'm heading up there to him, man. You know, even though my hair is already cut low, I like to get real, real, like almost bald, man, and get all this gray hair off my face. But my barber is so cool, man, to the point where, you know, I could be like, hey, bro, let me pay you tomorrow. You know, I got you at the end of the week. You know, it's all love, man, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, he cool like that. He know I'm a man of my word, man. But, like, hey, man, like, them cuts, man, you know, you gonna get cut messing around, not, you know, paying for a haircut, man. Like, that's your barber, man. Like, if that's your man's, you know, you got to be a man of your word, man. Or, you know, get faded, literally out
literally
here.
Literally faded, yeah. And carried by six.
There it is. There it is, man.
Man, look. Florida man attacked by alligator while swimming in the river to search for prehistoric shark teeth.
Hey, man. You know you got to have Florida in there somewhere, man. Oh, that's crazy. So my man thought he could he go. First of all, he was on some shit. He got to be on something. He was swimming looking for it. Prehistoric shark teeth.
Yes, in that Florida River. No, you got gators in the river in Florida.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's not a good business decision, man, at all.
No, not at all. Oh, man. And here we go. Atlanta man ends up in the hospital after he goes on a date with a woman, but he had another date line at the same place, and the other woman goes early and beat the man down. She saw him with the other woman on his first date.
Damn, he tried to pull a Kevin Durant, didn't he? You heard about that Durant story? Yeah, man.
I heard about it. I did.
Now, I've had women pull up on me, you know, at clicks, you know, back in the day, man, to where, you know, like the chick I'm trying to holler at, the new chick, but the old chick just pull up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, so yeah, I've been in some uncomfortable situations a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? But gotta be careful, man. You gotta know how to play it, man.
That, but yeah, but you know what's set up at the same place 2 hours apart, though. Like, bro, like, it's Atlanta, bro. You asking for trouble.
Right.
That's the girl is actually prompt and on time.
Yeah. I wonder which type of ass whooping was that where he had to get hospitalized, man.
She probably hit him with a chair
or something.
Sold a bottle?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's crazy. Yeah. Also, New York teacher arrested after beating down parent who tried to holler at her during the parent teacher conference.
Damn.
He tried to holler at her. She beat him down at the parent teacher conference.
Dude. I mean, even as a kid, man, like, I never had, like, that fine teacher, you know what I'm saying? And, like, even my kids, when they've been in school, like, none of their teachers have really been that attractive either, man. I always hear these stories about, you know, the teachers trying to, you know, mess with the students and, you know, these fine-ass teachers. I think that's a lie. I have not seen a fine-ass teacher not one time in my life.
No, I had a fine-ass teacher, but she's aged out and she looks terrible now.
Yeah,
she had aged out. Her aging wasn't good to her. When I was in class, she was my algebra teacher, bro. She had a wagon out this world, bro.
Yeah,
and I would go give her a hug and kind of do that the church hug, get a free fit.
Right. Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Like I said, you gotta shoot your shot accordingly, man. You know. But you gotta be careful, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, like me. I don't like hearing no. I've gotten better with over the years, but if I don't think I can pull you, chances are I'm not gonna try to holler. If I don't think I got a good chance, you know, if it's not, you know, the probability is not in my favor, then I ain't gonna fool with
it. Hey, I was go kamikaze. I don't care. I was go kamikaze. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't know somebody else's yes, heifer. That's what I say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm say, I know what I offer. So if you said no, you don't know what the hell you said no to.
Man, I used to have a partner back in the day, man, where, you know, he wasn't the most attractive fella. Pause, you know, but he didn't care, man. Like, in his mind, he saw 10 women. He's going to holler at all 10 because in his mind, he was going to pull two. Right, he's gonna pull at least two in his mind, right? Which it always worked out like that. So, you know, I guess it is something to be said about, you know, shooting your shot at whoever. But yeah, like he always feel like he's gonna get at least 2 or 3 out of 10. So yeah. There you go, man. Yeah.
No doubt. Get this. Arkansas woman fills up buggy at Sam's Club with all kind of stuff, tries to walk out the back door and gets apprehended down the street.
And which what state?
Arkansas, right in there over there.
Arkansas, right down the block, right down the street. Well, you know, the bridge, the new bridge is shut down, so it takes at least 2 hours now to get back and forth across Arkansas. But hey man, on the low, I think everybody has stolen out of Walmart before. The self-scan, come on, boss, you've done it before. Yes. You've done it before. Everybody, even the most like you know, Good Samaritan, Goody Two Shoes has stolen something at Walmart at least once, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
See, mine was a kid selling a gun from the corner store. The Nolators, the Skittles. I would pay for some and put other stuff under my pocket.
Hey, man, the family dollar down the street from my house, my neighborhood family dollar, between me and you, I hit their ass up every week. Every time I go in there, I'm taking something. I got something in my pocket. Cause they don't care. There is no, like, the metal detectors don't work. Little scan detectors, they don't work. They ain't, like, bro, it's pretty much, hey, whatever you want, take it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if I spend $10, you know, in the store, I feel like I should get something free. You know?
Exactly. I'm with you.
You know? Yeah, I'm going to buy something, but I'm gonna take something else with me though.
Exactly. I'm with you, bro. I'm with
take
you.
Take something additional. Yeah.
Look at this, bro. Detroit lottery winner buys $20,000 chain, gets robbed for it for flossing.
I saw the story. I saw the report. I forgot where I saw it, man. But see, this is how I can confirm and verify that the Boss Report stories are true. All right? It's a true life, true story. Because I actually saw this. Matter of fact, I saw it today. Might have been on IG or something, man. I saw the news report. Man, it's so many things to break down, man. All right. First off, my guy, when you watch the surveillance video, it's hilarious how he's trying to run away from the two dudes who about to jack him. Secondly, so you won $30,000, right?
Yes.
In the lottery. And your dumb ass that went out and spent $20,000 on a chain, bro, I can see you spending, you know, a couple hundred. Man, I even give you maybe a couple thousand on jewelry. But, bro, you spent a majority on your lottery winnings on a chain that got snatched? Come on. And bruh, you live in, the like, Detroit. What were you expecting?
Exactly.
What were you expecting?
You had to know it was coming. You know where you live at.
Know where you at, man. Man, at least spend that money on a car or something. You know, if you really want to devalue your money, you know what I'm saying? You know, and really want and just show off, get your ass a charger or something. Get a little Dodge Charger, an Infiniti. You know what I'm saying? At least you're going to have that for a little while before it gets stolen. But like, bro, you were just asking. You basically.
You asked for that robbery and gang.
You were promoting that robbery, basically. Yeah. Yeah, poor fella, man.
Bruh. Naked Florida woman tased after destroying Outback Mojo Grill in a rampage and throwing bottles at cops before being tasered. All they found was THC in her system. She was over 50 years old doing this, bro.
Hey, man, it'd be wild in Florida. That's why I'm scared to visit Florida, man. I'm trying to think, when's the last time I've been down there? It's been over 10 years, I know. Like, I don't want to go too deep into Florida. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll stay in a little panhandle.
That's the worst part, but, though, bro.
Yeah, you did tell me that. But see, I've always had good time. Like, the furthest I've ever gone.
The beach gives you that false sense of security.
Yeah.
But
I got family.
That's red hat territory.
I got family in Panama City and Tallahassee. Like, that's the deepest I've been in Florida, is Tallahassee, all my life. So, I've always had a good time. Man, I've never seen anything crazy or anything like that, man. So, I already know, right, the next time I go, I'm going to see, like, at least 3 Boss Report stories, like, live.
Yes, you know will.
When I go to Florida, man. Like, I'm going to see a crackhead riding an alligator. Like, I'm going to see something crazy the next time I go to Florida, man.
Just ride around I-4, Florida, Florida Turnpike. You see everything story you want to see. Everything.
Ridiculous, bro.
Get this, bro. Texas mother faces criminal charges for pretending to be her daughter and attending her 7th grade class.
The hell?
Exactly.
Why? Why? Like, I need more information. Like, was the daughter, like, sick or bedridden? Like, why was she impersonating
Nobody her knows, daughter? Bro.
And then, like, are you the same size as your child?
No. She was very thick, and the child ain't that thick.
Yeah, that one, I'm at a loss on that one, man.
Well, another man losing the bounty here, bro. Florida man's on the loose for throwing $18 worth of drugs into the ocean to avoid the Coast Guard.
Just $87?
No, $18
million. Oh.
He had some keys on him.
He had multiple keys.
To avoid the U.S. the Coast Guard.
He had the militia. Alicia keys, man. Hey, man. Hey, $18 million, bro. I almost feel like I'd rather get caught. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to just throwing away $18 million worth. Unless you know you can just get it right back. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd rather take that charge, man.
I tell you all the time. You want to run drugs, the Gulf Coast side is trying to do it on. Not the Atlantic side. That the Gulf side is open season. The Atlantic Ocean side of the side, the Coast Guard roams at.
Right, right.
Because they roaming from Key West on up to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They don't roam because the Gulf is kind of our territory. They ain't protecting the Gulf.
They ain't protecting.
Florida criminals run drugs through the Gulf in the Everglades. Not the Atlantic Ocean side, please.
Wait, let me write this down. Let me write this down, man. I got you. Got it. Note it. All right.
Yes, bro. I'm giving you free game, people. Free game.
The
Gulf side. So we do that. Also, JC, a Florida man kidnaps, beats woman, threatens more violence because she won't open an OnlyFans account so he can enjoy her and make some money off of her.
Man, you know what? I always thought about, like, what if I was dating a girl fine enough to where, you know, she had an OnlyFans account. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would I feel about that? I think I'd be okay with it, boss. Like, if I had a chick that was just super bad and I know that it's just OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying? What's the app? I'm about to tell myself. What's the app, man? You can holler at. And get hookers, man.
Tinder.
That one. It ain't like she ain't doing that. So
plenty of fish.
I think I'll be okay with it. I'll be cool with a chick, having an OnlyFans page, man. And she bring that money to me. I'm straight, man. Like I always said, back in the day, I don't know about now. Back in the day, I could easily date. I did date a stripper, but I wasn't tripping on that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. I got 2 more for you. Yeah. 2 more to go, bro.
Okay.
Georgia man arrested for breaking into Popeye's after hours, still selling all the leftover chicken from the previous day.
Hey, man. Popeye's go hard, man. Like, it's serious, man. Like, I ain't mad. I'll probably do the same
thing. Oh, no. He's in the Western Atlanta here. We broke in there, and the thought don't know how he got caught. They ran his tags.
Oh, man. Like,
bruh, you don't go do that in your own vehicle, which is registered to your name.
Free game, man. You know, Pre-game, man. Exactly.
Don't do
man.
That. Do it in somebody else's vehicle. Let them catch the charge, not you.
There it is. Popeyes is serious, though. Popeyes will make you think about catching a misdemeanor or felony, man. You know what I'm saying? Get some biscuits, little chicken strips, man.
Bruh, this last story is gonna be very layered, so follow me. Florida okay. man arrested for busting through McDonald's drive-thru with a bowling ball to crawl in through the drive-thru and attack an employee who refused to give him some good box the night before.
All right. See, I thought you were about to say he did all that because they got his order wrong.
No. The guy right. working there, he came to the house and she played him on that. He gave her some tongue and he didn't get what he wanted. So he came to the drive-thru through the bowling ball, crawled through the window, attacked her.
Right, if he don't catch her when, you know, don't, of course I'm not condoning any attacks, but man, if you don't catch her ass when she get out of work,
come on, what are we doing?
Right. Come on now.
Florida.
Florida, man. Florida.
Florida. JC, what are your thoughts on today's report, my guy?
Hey, man. Like I said, you know, y'all always got sprinkled in some Florida. These stories are real. Like, I've seen it with my own eyes now. Man, like I said, the boss report, hey, man, it's just a reflection of what goes on in American daily life in every town, every state across this country, man. Like, was Ripley's, believe it or not?
This is it.
Believe it.
Yes.
Believe it, man.
JC, man. I know you had a great interview last week. Who you got this Tuesday coming up on your show, brother?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we did. My guy Chad Rhodes, man. He had to play. That's going to come out this summer. Next month, actually, man. That was a great, great time with him, man. Hey, man, we're working on some things, man. I don't want to say just yet who we got, you know what I'm saying, because we're still working out the details, man. But just tune in, man. Central AF Podcast Show. We broadcast live each and every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Broadcast live from Clicks. All the people here in Memphis, you know where Clicks is at, man. Come through. We have a good time, man. Just after the show, you know, we're going to turn it up with the karaoke night. Man, boss, the last karaoke night, wagons. Wagons. I'm going to send you some pictures, dog.
Hey, please do,
wagons
brother.
Up in there, bro.
Please do. Hey, crazy. Once the off season ends, I'm over there.
Man, you better come on, man. I'm trying to put you on with these wagons, dog. Come on, bro.
No doubt. JC, man, put it in my guy. Be safe, my guy.
All right, boss. Appreciate you, man.
No doubt, bro.
Yes, sir. All right.